Hey, 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 good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good whatever time you're listening to this. And it's the Volatile Times podcast with Daniel. Yes, with Daniel. And you guessed it, a guest. Anyway, not really a guest. Like, today's episode is actually kind of like a conversation between I and a friend. His name is Tony Singh. He's a young guy, a guy with regular problems, regular, you know, dreams. Everything about him is regular, but to me, he's an awesome friend. And the thing is, we were just talking about being single, you understand? Both of us are single, like I and most of my friends. I'm not seeing a pattern here, Lord save me. But basically, we're talking about being single and, you know, what that means for both of us, what, how it feels, how people treat us, how people see us being single as guys and everything. Because, you know, there's this myth, or there's this stereotype for guys, rather, it's not a myth, a stereotype, that most guys are dog hounds and, you know, we're always chasing the pom pom around, we're always chasing money around and all these things. So, how do you guys feel when they are single? Now, I will say this is not representing the views of most guys, but I think that half of the guys in the entire world will agree with us on some things, or majorly some things, in fact. And we do talk about the female side a little bit, how we view it from a guy's perspective, you understand? So, you know, get ready, this is going to be insightful, this is going to be enjoyable, but at the same time, you might catch a sub one or two places. I'm not going to explain what that means. And, you know, for some people, you might get annoyed. So, take everything with a grain of salt. Remember, we are not trying to attack anybody. Neither are we trying to oppress anybody with our views. We are basically sharing our opinions and we are allowed to. It's my podcast. We are allowed to. So, let's be blessed. Let's be guided. Let's have the Holy Spirit guide us as we go. Amen. Amen. Me and you together. Okay. So, here is the conversation.
What are your thoughts on being single? Sad, fun, peaceful.
All three.
Yeah.
All three.
Mixture of sadness.
All three.
Fun and peaceful.
And the fun part is you're free, kind of.
Okay.
You only see that fun part when you see other people in a relationship. 8 years.
Okay, it's kind of like that time when you see your friend arguing with his girlfriend. And at 1 hour, they are still on the phone arguing. And you're like, thank God I don't have a babe right now.
Thank God
I don't have to deal with this this drama. Okay, but then what about the sad part?
When you see them happy.
When you see them happy, you know, being all cuddly, mushy mushy and other stuff.
The person is always free, comfortable to tell somebody something. And
they're flying about in the air. Oh my gosh.
Only in your room. No person to share with, that just friends, no more casual friends.
And then friends that will reply only 10 minutes after. Yeah. Like you. Oh. Your own is one day. Oh. One day after. Oh, I have somebody that is worse than you. That one can be 1 month. And then you now see, I'm sorry, I did not see this. And I'm like, well, you've been on WhatsApp every day. You want to tell me you seriously did not see my message that came early in the morning? It would have been one of the very first things you saw. And you did not. Nigga, just tell me you just ignored me. And you know, you just didn't want to chat with me at that time. Anyway, like, okay, are there any pressures? Mm-hmm. From being single, like what?
From yourself.
Okay, I like that one. Most people would say from other people, yourself. Okay,
from yourself.
Explain.
When you have the pressure from yourself, then the people now pushes you. Then you'll be like, oh, I'm getting pressure from people. Whereas it's from yourself.
Hey.
Like, what is it? When you see those people,
you say like masquerading pressure.
Like, the guy I even have in mind is even more. Fine than this. Like, imagine me flaunting that girl. My friends would be like, damn, guy, for you to have this girl, man. And it's not like I said, fine like that. You get that's the pressure you put on yourself. Then, when somebody not come and meet you, you don't have a girlfriend. And then, this is the breaking, this is what they say that breaks us. As fine as you are.
Jesus. See that as fine as you are. I can pray that Jesus forgets your name when you get to heaven.
As As in, when they go,
actually, I think I can still bear
you
that one.
Yeah, you find comfort.
I can still bear that one. Maybe because I'm not fine, that's why I don't have a girlfriend.
I'm waiting on God. When they just look at you, I'll be like, it's fine, I'm here. And then, you know, the heartbreaking one of my friends is saying, you know, pay me. You will die a virgin and still go to hell.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Shame much. Hate much. Are you sure that person is your friend? Like, check your relationships.
I swear.
Are you sure that person is your friend? Because... Check. Check very well. You don't know whether the snake is showing you his skin.
On a normal level, you won't get hurt by those things. You just like, this person is...
But because you put pressure on yourself.
Get pressure on yourself. You just like, wow, that shit is painful. Then you start looking around. Okay, let's do some, And then at the point, all of them say yes, then you'll be like, that time, you know, you're not ready. You will not be in the mood for any of them. You'll not be like...
It's when you're already, you will not see anybody.
You'll not say, I said yes, I waited, you didn't make a move, I broke up.
Maybe they are even waiting for you. There are some people that the moment you say no, they've given me a boyfriend 5 minutes after.
Oh my.
Like, and I'm like, okay, what was the point? the list was long. Were you checking the list before you got to me and I just entered the category of he said no? Okay, wait. Is there any stigma you get from being single?
Yeah. Like,
confirmed stigma. Confirm. I don't mean all these side jabs, but like confirmed stigma. Like what?
Confirm as a guy, when you are with guys. Most people, the things we talk about is football, wrestling. Yeah. Other things are few. Most things they talk
football,
about.
Wrestling, Zlatan, money, and girls. Their sex.
Thank you. I didn't want to mention that.
Their sex. So, it's all about that pum pum.
Yeah, the girl passes. Like,
the girl part is huge. I'll agree, the girl part is huge. And it's like I was telling Juwan, last week. Personally, I'm 23. You are 19, thereabouts. So, like, disparity between this, like, there's a reason why I'm making that disparity known. Like, for me now, I'm 23. At this point in my life, I cannot sit down with you for hours and just be gisting about boobs and pumping. I'm sorry. I like girls. I like girls with ass,
but
booty. There's a reason why booty call is still a thing. The booty is heavenly. It might be called the bottom, but trust me, it rises. Those ones that rise, yes, you understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's beautifully made. Beautiful, perfectly made. But I cannot sit down for hours and be talking to you about this thing. Like every single day, this is what we are talking about. If you don't talk about football, which I'm not even a fan of, so scratch that. If you don't talk about Zlatan, which I'm not even a fan of, scratch that. If you don't talk about money, which I am deeply a fan of, check that.
Check.
And then, girls, our discussion is not interesting. Like, I don't know, that logic kind of like, I think it hurts people more because, like, personally, I feel like if all we talk about is girls and sex, you're a boring person. You're a boring person. It means beyond those two things, there's no other kind of conversation I can have with you and say this was quality time. And my love language, there are two main things, quality time and physical touch. Now you understand. Quality time and physical touch. Quality time for me holds a lot. That's why I'm always pissed whenever we say we are meeting so they we plan and everything. And I ask you a million times, are you sure you'll make it? And then the next thing I receive that call that said, I'm sorry, can you come? Immediately I just called the call, like, I'm already pissed. Like, what the? Like, this is something I will book. This is something I will make sure there's time for because I love quality time. But like, I cannot sit down with you, just talk, and then all we talk about is girls and pom pom. I mean, that might have stood when I was 15, 16, you understand? But like, there's more to life.
The girl with you will just fix it. There's how you want to avoid.
No. The thing is, we like to act like this, that guys majorly only talk about girls. Girls majorly only talk about guys too. I know a lot of girls that they talk about guys, and they talk about guys in so many different ways, some which are worse.
trust me, son, which I was. Yes, there's local room talk, you know, where they talk about smacking that ass, you understand, sticking the phone finger into the pie and all that kind of stuff. But here's the thing, girls have their equivalents. Yes, you hear something like, you know, just pinch that abs, you understand, slap the chest, and these things, all of this, on both sides, it borders on physical violence, let's not lie. No, when you're talking about smacking that ass and everything, and then, you know, the guilty is like, you know, pinch that chick, you understand, you know, punch, you know, just punch the chest and your hand will be bouncing back. Physical violence, my dear. Physical violence. Thank you very much. But I think there's one thing I've learned. For me, if you were to ask me what's my impression of being single, peaceful. Yes, I'll agree. Peaceful. Very much. Very, very much so. You understand? What else? Fun? Not really. Sad? Not really. Because for me, it's kind of... For me, one thing I've learned is... This whole thing of when you are single, you can do what you want, when you want, is a myth. It's a myth. It doesn't exist. It does not exist. Because saying you can do what you want, when you want, it automatically creates the mindset that once you're in a relationship with somebody, you're in bondage. Because why can't you do what you want, when you want, when you have somebody who is an equal in your life? So it automatically creates that sense of imprisonment. This is one of the reasons why I think people are very, very afraid of commitment. You understand? And we like to think that guys are the only ones afraid of commitment. Hello. Hey, it's a lie. my brother. It's a lie. Oh wait.
Is that for girls? Hello.
No. The thing is, for girls
it looks easier.
It looks easier.
Yeah.
It looks easier. It's not. It's not for either sexes. Let's try. It's not for either sexes to get into a committed relationship. It's not. Yes, girls are usually much more expressive with their emotions than guys. This is standard. There's a reason for it, the reason which I usually support. But here's the thing. The commitment, loyalty and everything needs to come from both sides. Now, both sides have their own very fear of commitment. It just manifests in different ways. You understand? So why for the guy is usually easy to tell? For the girl, it's usually not. It's usually not because, you don't call her today. You understand? Here's the next thing you get. The next time you call her, she's like, "You didn't call me yesterday. Nigga, why didn't you call me yesterday? You're calling your side bitch? You're calling your side girl? Nigga, you didn't call me yesterday. Please don't call my phone. You don't get to call me, baby. You don't call my phone today. We ain't dating no more. Nigga, I am not to be managed. Let's go marriage here. Yeah. I'm in spec.
Yeah, I'm in spec. Outskick.
Don't manage me. They plenty.
Now me they call your number, you don't see. Never think they die for me when I call them.
Okay, but here's the thing. You didn't call her today. You forgot to call her tomorrow. Let's say you were extremely busy. Did she call you back?
That's the question.
She didn't, Abi. My brother, she's not coming there. Sincerely, like, girls always have this entitlement that you must always be the one to call. You understand? But here's the thing, I feel like if we are regarding each other as equal in this relationship, as partners, and we are committed to each other, when I fail to contact you, you contact me. Because it can be for a number of valid reasons that I didn't call. I might actually be broke and could not buy credits. Maybe the last time I called you, I actually borrowed credits. Nobody wants to borrow me their phone because they know that once I call you like this, it's 3 hours kind of talk. What's Jonathan? You understand? I don't have data. Yes, I can be going through life problems. I'm allowed to have life crisis. You understand? So like, you call me, you'll be the first person to send hello. But don't come and start sending texts like a psycho. I saw there was a Twitter post. This girl legit sent, legit was sending hello, 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 hello from like 3 a.m. down to like 6 a.m. till the guy woke up. And the guy was like, "Oh my God, baby, I love you so much. Can you contact me?" And I was like, this is creepy. This is... What's that song? Acting on a psycho, shaking it cause psycho, didn't it come in, na 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 na. Psycho, that's what you are. No, actually, there's a perfect song for this. I'm trying to remember it. Does that mean I'm crazy? That's by Charles Barkley. Does that mean I'm crazy?
Yes, you are.
Does that mean I'm crazy?
Pretty much.
Pass
to blame.
Ah, thank you. I understand. But if so, I think that whole you get to do what you want when you want is a myth. It's sincerely, it's a myth. But here's one thing I don't like about being single, or a couple of things I don't like about being single. I'm 23, right? Anytime people automatically assume, usually when people know I'm single, they automatically assume I am older than I am.
Yes.
So people treat me like as if I am 28. So I start hearing things like, Ojo man law. And I'm like, before I call, was time supposed to stand still until I marry? Like, I don't understand. I don't get. You know, I start hearing clinical, Emma, Tim Dagba. Or you hear something like this, Daddy Ni.
Oh,
and God, I'm like,
that one is
something. That one I actually understand. I'm fat, you understand? I'm black skinned, you understand? Oh. And I don't smile at strangers most of the time. So, you know, I get. But like, I start hearing some kind of. And then, you know, and there's something else. I don't know. People know about the girlfriend I don't have.
Wow.
I hear stuff like, ah, Kinekon, you know, somebody asks me, Brad Daniel, Pastor Daniel, ah, Yawinko, and I'm like, ah, because Yawo, like, And then I start hearing Kinekon, ah, she will be rolling in, but look at Connie Kinekon, she will be Kinekon, ah, Teman Queen, and I'm like, is there a Nigerian CIA that I'm on their terrorist list, that they are monitoring communication and snapping pictures of my going ins and coming out, and like, I don't understand. Like, like, okay, wait, you are still in your teenage years, you understand. Personally, my friends, all of us, most of us are not bothering about relationships, we are all about the moolah. Because sincerely, yeah. I can't feed myself. I cannot come and have somebody I want to claim as wife when I can't even feed myself. How will I feed both? Like, money matters in relationship. Love is not what sustains relationship throughout.
Money,
other things, not just money, brain and other things sustain the love of the relationship that will not sustain the relationship. So, you know, but okay, what do you hear from your friends specifically? Like, tell me like 2 to 3 things. Like, what do you hear specifically that used to open to Shannon?
The early morning messages. Oh my god.
Like, oh, I woke up with that message. You can come and read it, come and read it. Then it is love, it is not being forwarded. It was time, it was composed by that person.
Aye.
You feel love.
Hello. I hate those things. I don't think I can be that type of person that types a long ass message early in the morning. Like, trust me, afternoon, evening, I'm there for you. But in the morning, usually I don't even turn on my data until like 11 o'clock. Except, I'm getting better nowadays, I'm turning on my data by 9. By 9. And if my data is on 6, 7, I still might not reply, depending on who you are. If you are just, you know, normal person, I might reply until like 12 p.m. Because I love my son. It's early in the morning. Like, see, if you are calling, there's one rule I have. If you are sending me a message early in the morning, before it is 8:30, let's even say 8, it's better be important. I'm serious, it's better be important. If you are calling me by that time, it's better be important.
Those calls wake up the guy sometimes. Hello, sunshine. Oh, but the idiots will now do the old screen record and then click for you. And then
there's somebody on Twitter, Selema Enang. She's like this. She cannot get married to somebody who will come and wake her up early in the morning just for the sake of waking her up and telling her baby half. I am the same. Don't think you will call me early in the morning by 8. Ask her. Call me early in the morning by 8. Kimi Kong, you now come and be telling me good morning. How did you sleep? I'm still asleep. Thank you. What? I love you, baby. Really, I do. Like, seriously, you are the love of my life. Don't be a nuisance.
Wow.
There's a reason why it's called early in the morning. It's early. Too early for love.
No, it's not too early.
My dear, you cannot come and wake me 3 p.m. I mean 3 a.m. in the morning.
3 a.m.
And tell
bad.
Me.
No,
see, 8 a.m. is bad. Let's say I get married and I want the kind of job where I don't have to go into the office early in the morning, and you have to go. You do you. Wake up, bath, prepare your food. Don't even bother about me. Prepare your food. Go to work. When I wake up, I'll call you and be like, hey love, how are you doing? You understand? don't, because you have to be miserable in the morning, you now join me in your misery. One of us has to be happy so that happiness can be brought into the union. You understand? Yeah. I'm serious. One of us have to be happy so that happiness can be brought into the union.
That's
if both of us are miserable, this union is going to crash. That is it.
Come
it
on.
Is going to crash.
Come on.
No, I'm serious. Okay, wait. Let me ask this. What have you learned being single? And maybe one day we are going to talk about your dating history, because you have one of the most peculiar dating histories of anybody I know. Tomi say, like, one of the most peculiar dating histories. Like, your dating history is something that needs to be studied, but that's for another day. Anyway, Tomi, what have you learned from being single?
People that are single gives best relationship advice, sort of.
Yeah, kind of. Like, people that are single actually give best relationship advice. Because at that point, they are not blinded by emotions, kind of.
So I think if I am, or if I would be in a relationship, I would be able to handle it better.
Something like than that. Than before. So do you feel like you know yourself more now that you've been single for a while?
Kind of. You know, when you get in a relationship, it is what your partner says you are. Especially if you like the person. Let's imagine, I agree to a point. You are in a place where you don't get gentle in that place, because you get aggressive in that place because of the people there. But when you're with that person, he's a gentle guy. That's the moment you want to be gentle.
I get.
To be gentle. So it's not like defining who you are for you. For our own reasons. Probably the person she wants to.
I think that's the mistake most people make.
I've been learning about those things and, you know,
trying to adjust them. I think this is one mistake most people make. They let their partner define them at the beginning of the relationship. Like, here's the funny thing, here's what I believe. I have a set of principles. I have a set of things that I live my life by. That will not change just because I've known you for 3 months. That will not change because I've known you for 6 months. You understand? There are some things I will not change about myself. Doesn't mean, now, if there are truly bad things, I will strive to be better. You understand? So that I can be a better person for you. That is my outlook. In a relationship, you are meant to serve. Because you are the man, you hold the post of authority. Your authority is meant to serve. You are ministers. So I will do my best to change. But there are some things that, for instance, I will not stop being sarcastic.
Yeah, no. That's something you will never stop.
That is a ingrained part of me. Like Salem Kingin will say, my sarcasm is my language of love. If you cannot learn to, you know, understand me being sarcastic, you understand? I can't talk to you about my past. Because there's a reason why the sarcasm came to be a thing with me. You understand? Like, people usually assume that most of your behavioral quirks are just things you just picked up. There are some that are so, the ones that are deeply ingrained have a story to them. And when you don't bother to understand, you know, okay, he has a bad attitude, you understand? He doesn't like calling. Why? He texts. He can spend 1,000 naira on text. He can chat with you like mad, but he doesn't call. People like you call you, that you are so bad at communication, guy. The devil gossip needs to teach you. That's how bad you are. Anyway, slight jab. Don't worry. I don't know, whenever I'm talking to you like this, I have to throw slight jab. Even though all of it is true. Like, you are so frustrating, but like, I don't even know how we are still friends. I love people that know how to communicate. I don't know how we are still friends. Anyway, so like, where was I
saying? We are destined to be friends.
There's only one person so far that I know that we are destined to be friends. You are not it. Okay, fine. Yes, I agree. Like, anyway, but like, let's look at it. What was I saying? Yeah. You know, he doesn't like to call. Why? You are angry about it. It's frustrating, yes, but why? Why? There's a reason behind it. You understand? And sometimes you might not know that reason until you spend time with him without pressuring him. Same thing with her. You understand? She doesn't like eating so and so. She doesn't like, you know, some particular kind of jokes. Why? some of these things have a story behind them. You understand? Even some bad attitudes have stories behind them. Maybe traumas from past relationships, insecurities, and all that kind of stuff. So when you take time to learn these things, sometimes you can help them get over some things. And sometimes you can learn to cope with some things. Because there's this myth that, you know, you are perfect for each other. There's this myth surrounding perfect for each other. What most people think perfect for each other, at least from my own perspective, means, what most people think it means is that you guys, you know, you don't get angry at what the other person does. You know, you never get frustrated at them. Because Umbano in the Boski,
wow,
it's a lie.
In the Boski.
Who are you? Who sent you?
I'm not a fisher of love.
I am a war. I am a battle. I am in the most keeper Hoski.
Oh my god.
I don't know where that nigga came from, but that nigga is blessing Nigeria.
Oh god.
Okay, so basically this. I've learned a lot about myself being single. You understand? And it's kind of okay, I was single for a long time before my previous relationship, and it kind of showed what the things that I learned that I didn't know I learned about myself showed themselves in the last relationship, you understand. And I kind of liked what I saw to an extent, and I knew how far I could take things and how disturbing how far I could take things could be. Now that I'm single, I already know those things, you understand. I've taken note of them. I'm trying to be better, you understand. But here's the funny thing, most people when they are single never work on themselves. Most people have this mentality that when God is ready for me to be married,
oh my God,
I will be married. Okay. God will make it happen.
Okay.
Honey, I got a word for you.
Uh-huh.
A word from deep down in my spirit.
Yes, Pastor.
He kata kata.
Oh, yeah.
In the boski.
Oh, yeah.
Shaba baba eh. God doesn't run a dating app.
Wow.
Yeah. There is no divine Tinder. There is no swipe on your way to heaven. There is no grinding in the spirit. There is no holy grinder. There is no we meet and chat. There is no map and pray relationship. There is no dating advice column. There is no foreign meet the saint column.
No,
there is no flower in the garden.
Yes,
there is no Psalms of David column.
Yes,
there is no Songs of the Solomon app.
Yes,
there
Lord.
Is simply you and your choice. So better work on yourself. I'm serious. Better work on yourself. Because like I've met many people who people think, I don't know why people always think that guys, I think this is the stereotype with guys and girls in relationship. Major stereotype. Guys don't communicate. Girls are crazy.
Yeah.
Guys don't like to spend. Girls spend on your money.
Yes.
Which is kind of true. What other ones? Guys only care about sex. Girls want to have more than one boyfriend.
Wow.
What other one? You know some now. Nah, talk.
Oh, come on.
You
come
talk, Ujare.
Guys like to form the old. I'm not really emotional.
Guys like to form. No emotion.
Girls
are always in their emotion. Now the thing is, okay, in generalization, this thing kind of stands in many circles, but when you look at individuals, it doesn't stand. I'm somebody who is in touch with my emotions. If I am feeling on at the time, I will on you till you die. If I'm feeling in the mood for hug, madam, you will sink into me.
Wow. You'll be swallowed.
You will sink into me the rate at which I hug you too. You know, and you know, it's just other kind of things you get. But I don't know, how should I say this? I think most people need to learn being happy being single. What are the chances you'll be happy in a relationship if you are not happy being by yourself?
So wow, that's true.
Like, look at yourself now, currently, Tommy. Are you happy with yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy with your life?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Your life?
Yeah.
Your life?
Yeah.
Okay. But like, now look at it from this perspective. If you were miserable every single time because you are single,
wow,
what makes you think you'll be happy and secure in a relationship? That day where she posts a picture of her hugging a guy and her hand is on his chest and she's laughing, that kind of laugh you have not seen in real life.
Okay.
And then automatically your brain goes,
Am I the side guy? It's finer than me. It's not fat. He looks rich. They are in the same school. They are doing long distance. He didn't say we are exclusive. And then the next time you call her, Alpha.
That's it. Who was that guy? You go dark at all.
Alpha.
Like, what's wrong with you?
She like, says something, you automatically just get pissed. Don't talk to me that way. I'm a man. Kinikon. See, personally, I feel if you have to tell me you're a man, you don't believe it. You don't believe it. Wow. If you have to tell me, you have to tell somebody,
I'm a man.
Obviously, I'm a man now. I cannot. You don't believe it.
You are trying to
convince yourself. It's the same way, you know, if a guy is saying, you know, I'm a catch all the time, I'm a catch, you don't believe it. You are trying to convince yourself. Convince yourself before you come and convince us.
Wow.
Thank you. I don't know, people can disagree with me on this. You are fine to have your own opinion. Do I care? Maybe like 10%. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's just, being single is a blessing. That's how I see it.
Mm.
I see being single as a blessing. Because being single, you will be able to focus on things more. Being single, you recognize, like, being single, if you are really being single, I don't mean being single because you don't have big, really being single, really living as a single person, you realize things about yourself, realize things about who you want. Like, when you are happy being single, you don't get desperate to be in a relationship. And when you get desperate to be in a relationship, My oh my. There's a song I'm
going to fall with Jezebel.
See, let's not even go there. Like, okay, I think okay. Let's kind of address one last thing. What kind of person do you want to be in a relationship? What kind of person? So there's this thing. Most people are always focusing on the other person in the relationship, you understand? You only ask them, okay, when are you ready? Do you think you're ready to be in a relationship? They say yes. You understand? But usually when they are saying yes that okay, they are ready for another person to come into their life. Which is fine. That is one of the things you need to be ready for, you understand? Are you ready to have somebody who is going to be that close to you again in your life? Somebody who's going to be there, an intimate part of your life. But what kind of person do you want to be in your next relationship? Irregardless of who, what kind of person do you want to be?
Obviously, the caring one, as the guy you want to dominate, but not in a way to hurt the other person. Yeah. Being single have taught me to be selfless to some point. You can't be totally selfless, you are human. And you three guys have this ego thing.
Yes. There's something I used to tell them, there's one thing you have to cherish about the guy, and that's his ego. It can be a problem, but it's also why you like him. One of the reasons why you like him. If you take a man away from his ego, you end up taking the man away, because the ego is kind of like, the ego is not just pride, it's self-esteem, it's self-worth, all those things. So the moment you negate that, you are in necessity negating the man himself. So it's not that serious, basically, you understand? But like, usually don't, like some, like I said, the ego can be a problem. So which means you need to check your ego, you understand? So kind of like that, yeah.
So the ego you have to dominate, sort of, and what else? I think that's that. Care and dominate.
For me, I won't say I'm totally sure of who I want, of the kind of person I will be in the next relationship, but I would like to interpret that in form of my actions. I'll be like, okay, I want to be available.
Yeah.
I want to be available emotionally, communication-wise, you understand, physically to a point. Let's not let things go out of hand. Physically to a point, you understand. Hopefully, financially to a point. You understand? What else? I want to be understanding. Understanding of your bullshit.
Yeah, selfless.
Not necessarily selfless. I'll call you out on your bullshit. You know me. I'll call you out. But I want to be understanding of the bullshit. Because many people always, you know, see, you know, when girls, and girls are always annoyed about this thing, when guys say, oh, you're on your period. It's not necessarily that it's always an insult kind of thing. It's kind of like a guy, you know, we understand usually that for most women, when you're on that, in that stage, hormones, you know, hormones are raging basically. So emotions are everywhere. So sometimes we need to know whether is this our fault or is this a biology kind of thing, you understand? So like, it's easy to forgive you because of a period, and it is, well, it's the other way around sometimes. So I won't say I'm totally sure I want to be, but I don't want to be available. I don't want to be dependable. I don't want to be caring. I know I want to be able to talk to you. Not dominate. Like, I'm not really a dominate person. I don't know what guys have about this whole dominate thing. Like, everybody's crying about dominate around. All you do is small staffs up and down. Mm-hmm. I said, bitch. Okay, one last question.
Okay.
Do you think in the nearest future, let's say maybe the next 3 months, 6 months, next year, you are ready for a relationship? For you, is that question yes?
No, it's going to be a no.
Strangely, for me, it is no.
It's no.
Half of my own reason is money.
Because there is always a reason to not be
in a relationship.
There is always a
reason. And same way, there's always a reason to be in a relationship.
You try to work on some you can't work on them, like financially.
Yeah.
You can just work on them to some point.
Yeah, true.
There's you can't go kill yourself because of
that. There's a song by Ben Platt, that guy, one of those guys in Pitch Perfect. It says, grow as we go. And the song is basically like, who tells you that the growth you need, we cannot grow together. So sometimes, you won't grow past some things, you won't grow to some things if you don't have somebody with you. But for the majority of things, you need to develop on those things first. At least get to a stage. Get to a stage, you understand? Then we now finally have somebody, that person will be able to contribute. Yeah. Okay, I think this was a long enough discussion, but like, I think, you know, yeah. It was a treat, basically.
Yeah.
He's been wanting me to say that. Yeah. I don't know what he's doing, it was a treat, basically. But yeah, let's hold on, kiss it out. So hey guys, that was the podcast. That was the conversation. Hope you guys learned something. Hope, you know, you grabbed something or you got something you didn't even know about, you know, before, or something that didn't even cross your mind in the first place. And obviously, you guys are human beings. You have your own opinions. You have your own thought processes. And you probably disagreed with one or two things that we talked about or that we mentioned or the way we mentioned it, blah, 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 blah. You probably disagree with a couple of things. That's basically what I'm saying, and that's okay, that's all right. That I actually appreciate it. A yes man is never fun, you know. It's always nice to know when somebody disagrees with you and when they are willing to share it. So which means hopefully you're willing to share it, because I would love to hear from you guys. I love to listen to what you have to say or read what you have to say. Like I always say, you can get to me, send me DM on my Twitter and Instagram handle, which is obviously the same thing, at Daniel Briggs. Also, if you're using the Anchor app, you can simply just send me a voice message. Like, dudes, guys, ladies, I'm waiting for those voice messages to come in. Really, I'd love to hear your voice, because I know there's a human being behind, you know, at the other side of this audio, you know, listening to me speak and listening to me, you know, share my opinions. So thank you very much. Thank you very much for the support. On the last episode, I got 20 plays. That's awesome. That's the highest I had so far. And I hope this one also, you know, surpasses that. Please share with your friends. Share with people. Share on your social media and timeline, you understand. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. You know, let's have a conversation together. And thank you very much again for listening to us talk for so long, because I know it was long quick. You know, thank you very much again. See ya in the next episode. Later.